The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my friend Ray Allen, who does just such a terrific job engineering and producing the program for us. And together, we want to give you a big welcome to our program on this Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. We have our worldwide live listening, which means anywhere you're near a computer, BuckmasterShow.com as the live stream, as does KVOI.com. And of course, all of our programs are available in our archive, very easy to use at BuckmasterShow.com. A very full program, so let's get right to it. We resume our interview series presented by Pima Community College today. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's community campuses, six of them, home. Today, we welcome to the Buckmaster Show Dr. David B. Dr. B. is the Executive Vice Chancellor of Finance and Administration. Dr. B., how are you?
I am doing well, thank you. It's my pleasure to join you today.
Well, it's a very serendipitous time to have you on the program because there is a lot of news concerning the plans for Pima Community College on the budget end. What can you tell us about what is looking like substantial budget cuts for the college?
Yeah, so we've been experiencing budget cuts actually since beginning in fiscal year 2009 when the fiscal crisis happened and then the state started reducing our budget. So we sort of had a revenue reductions beginning back then when we had to respond and reduce expenditures all along the way. What's happening more recently, though, is that we have expenditure limitation, which is a law that came to be in the early 1980s. That basically ties the amount that we can spend to an amount that's related to our enrollment. And our enrollment declines in the last few years have been so significant that we have to curtail our expenses in a pretty significant way. We've been planning for that. We've known it was coming and have been over the last, last year we put in place a three-year plan to reduce expenses by about $15 million in total through 3 years. And we talked with the community about it and came up with a plan that took it in relatively equal increments. So it was about $5 million of a net change last year. This coming year, we're looking at another about $5 million, and then there'll be another $5 million in fiscal year 20. And each year, it gets progressively more difficult.
Let's talk a bit about what's behind this declining college and really university enrollment, Dr. B. It's a nationwide trend, isn't it?
It certainly is, particularly for community colleges and for-profit institutions are experiencing it as well. It's particularly true for the community colleges because they're countercyclical, and so as the economy improves, people are more likely to keep working rather than go back to school. And conversely, when the economy declines, people lose their jobs. They go back for retraining to get their workforce skills, either get retrained for another job or to get their workforce skills improved. And so we run a countercyclical business. It's sort of interesting. And so that's the biggest part of it. But it's also compounded with age cohorts. So the traditional college-age student cohorts are declining. And then the third element is experiencing competition. So community colleges, and this is true for universities as well, a number of students take their classes online, and that's created a dynamic where there's more competition, where students may take their classes outside of their local district, and they may see an opportunity through, and you see them being advertised on television and so forth. And we have to realize that we have to compete in that new reality now. And we're putting a lot of investment into the colleges to make to make sure that we are competing and we're providing as good as educational experiences as anyone out there.
So with no turnaround in the near future with these trends, and from what I understand, it's not going to turn around in a couple of years. It could be as late, Dr. B, as 2030 or even longer. So what that leaves Pima Community College with, having to focus on ways to deal with this, and what are those ways?
Well, there are a few things. So the college-age cohort is the figure that you're talking about. And so the reality is the number of high school graduates isn't going to change dramatically. And so what we have to do is focus on the students we have, making sure that we retain them and make sure that they're successful. And, you know, this is just like any other business, that if you have a customer and you make sure that they stay with you, it's much cheaper to keep that customer than it is to go market and recruit a new customer. And so it's a similar concept to that. And then the other element is to really make sure that we're providing services that meet a broader range of students than traditionally has been the case. So not just focusing on the recent high school graduates, but trying to figure out for the adults who have left education and without having a college degree, how to go out, find them, and encourage them to come back and build on their educational background. So it's multifaceted.
And you have to be careful with tuition increases. You don't want to go too high, pricing people out of the market. So what is the thinking, Dr. B, on the Pima's tuition at this point?
Yeah, so our board approved at the last meeting a very moderate tuition increase of $1 per credit hour. So if you're taking 30 credit hours, which is a pretty rigorous full load, that would be a $30 increase for the year. Our tuition is quite affordable in comparison to both our peers. We're right about the median for the other community colleges. And because of the generous support that we get from property taxes, we're far lower than the universities and definitely lower than any private. So we have this advantage, a competitive advantage, that we have the most affordable education out there. What we have to make sure is that we also are providing the best quality education, and that folks know that, and that when they come in, they get the best services, student support services and so forth, so that they are successful in meeting their objectives.
Yeah, it's not Pima Community College is so well loved in this community, and people want it to succeed, and they want it to thrive. And so this is a tough time, as we talked about earlier in the interview, for not just colleges but universities as well. And you want to retain that very strong teaching core, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And yeah. You know, our student success is at the basic foundation of all of our strategies that we're trying to employ, making sure that, again, they have good quality services, that they understand what classes they need to take, they know when, and that they're available when they need to take them. And shifting toward that student focus is a big priority at Pima.
And when will all of these latest actions be put into effect?
So the board will be deciding the next budget for a public review at the May board meeting, and then that will be adopted in June. And this upcoming budget, what we're looking at, and I mentioned that we've had this 3-year plan to reduce our expenditure limit expenses by $15 million. We started that in the current year by eliminating about 10 faculty, full-time faculty positions, but that's tied to our enrollment. And so what we do is we say, okay, this is what our enrollment is. We've looked at our peer institutions, and we have a metric for the relative number of full-time faculty to full-time student equivalents. And we've been gradually reducing the number of those full-time positions through attrition. So when a faculty member retires, we look at the number of vacant positions, and we fill some of them, not all of them. And so we've been able to do that without laying or actually eliminating anybody in a position. On the staff side this year, we did a similar thing where we've had in place for a couple of years a hiring freeze, where it's relatively difficult to justify and hire a new person. And we're doing that and trying to reorganize the institution and consolidate operations. And during the current year budget, we're planning to eliminate 100 staff positions. Going into next year, we're looking at another 10 faculty positions, and again, that would be through natural attrition. And then there will be about 50 staff positions that we're looking at, and some that will be in part attrition, but it looks like it might also include some reductions of positions that have people in them, and we're working through that, and we're communicating with the college community on that. And that's, to give some context, that's 50 positions out of about 800.
Okay. That's tough when anybody loses their job, and I know you are going to try to keep that to a minimum. Dr. David B., thank you, Dr. B., for giving us an update on really important news from Pima Community College. I appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. I'd be happy to any time.
Thank you very much. Dr. David B. is the Executive Vice Chancellor of Finance and Administration at Pima Community College. It's the lunch hour. Are you hungry? Yeah, I could go with a Mona sandwich right now. Up at Mona's Danish Bakery on that freshly baked bread came out of the oven just a couple of hours ago. Baker Steve, who is also the owner with his lovely wife Sherry, they do a lovely job. And for dessert, may I recommend a brownie? You will not regret it. Mona's Danish Bakery, Northeast Corner, Swan and Sunrise. The best link would be go to the website, my website, buckmastershow.com. You'll see a link to Mona's Danish Bakery.
There is still time this year for you to give your 2017 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 30 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes you wish to support. It's easy. Feel good and go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org to learn more.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Pima County Public Library is proud to present American Exceptionalism Reconsidered, a lecture by Noam Chomsky. Join us at this free event on Friday, April 13th at 7 p.m. in Hockamie Plaza outside Joel D. Valdez Main Library. Professor Chomsky, one of the most influential public intellectuals in the world, will offer an important discussion on timely topics, including gun culture in American society. Friday, April 13th at 7 p.m.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, we'll meet the new bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Tucson. Also, a newsmaker interview with Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Dr. Kelly Ward. Plus, a preview of the area's biggest animal adoption event, Buckmaster, on AM 1030 KVOI, worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
12:20 here in Tucson, Arizona, and over in Italy. It's 9:20 in the evening, 9 hours ahead. That means that certified financial planner Shelley Fishman has had a lovely dinner already in Italy and is kind of kicking back, probably with a glass of wine. He's with us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Shelley?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. How is your trip going so far?
Trip is going great. As usual, we make sure that Camelot rules apply to the weather anytime we travel. And as a result, you know, the snow may never slush up on the hillside, and the rain may never start until after, after dark. And so it's just been perfect.
Well, it sounds like it's off to a great start. And where are you now specifically?
We're in Napoli. I'm standing here at the window of my hotel room overlooking the Bay of Napoli. Of course, it's dark right now, but it's about one of the most beautiful cities and one of the most beautiful settings that you can imagine. Today, we went to Pompeii and viewed the ruins there, and it's massive, and who knew what to expect. And then we climbed to the top of Vesuvius, and I can prove it. I have pictures looking down into the caldera from where we stood. Didn't know I could work that hard to get up a mountain, but wow, it was great.
Hey, that kind of qualifies for adventure travel, which we'll be talking with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel in about 10 minutes. But right now, Shelley, I want to talk about the stock market. It's up over 450 points right now, and it's been interesting. Ray has pulled up on my screen kind of as Mr. Zuckerberg is testifying before Congress. The market is reacting to what he says. It's kind of weird.
Well, I'm not seeing a direct connection because I'm also watching it. I'm not seeing a direct connection between what he says and how the market is reacting. I mean, as you know, the market was down yesterday about as much as it's up today. We have this volatility. It goes on from day to day. There doesn't seem to be any fundamental reason for these wide swings. But we have that situation where from day to day, the headlines are driving investing decisions in ways that don't really connect to the fundamentals. And so when I see a 400 or 500 point drop on a Monday and a 400 or 500 point increase on Tuesday, and that's just going on day after day, week after week, it indicates to me that nothing fundamental is going on. but there's a lot of uncertainty, and people are just being skittish about the uncertainty and how to react to it.
Well, and of course, there's not only the China and the tariffs, there's the situation going on with Syria. We still do not know how the United States is going to respond to the chemical attack in Syria over the weekend, whether or not the United States is going to join up with Great Britain and maybe France.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know. So that's uncertain. That's a big uncertainty, too.
Right. But there's so much uncertainty and so many things that you can't follow it. I mean, it's almost impossible to follow all of the kind of glistening objects that are floating out there and distracting us from, as investors, what should be our real task, which is to, you know, focus in on what our, if you're an advisor, what our clients need, what their long-term needs are, what their short-term concerns are, and make sure that what we're doing for them is based on sound financial judgment, not on headlines.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is on the live line from Italy. And I wondered, are the European markets as volatile right now? Has this uncertainty crept into international markets?
The uncertainty has crept in, but they're not as volatile as our U.S. markets are right now. The Europeans don't know what to make of what's going on in the U.S. They just don't. They see good results from the things that they've done over the past couple of years. They see recoveries in countries that we had serious concerns about, like Greece and Spain and Ireland. They see even an ability to absorb the uncertainty of Brexit in such a way that we're really not seeing a lot of panic in these markets. And the calmness in Europe is reflected, I think, to some extent in the calmness over Asian markets. I mean, the Asian markets right now, given what's going on in Korea, given what's going on with the potential tariff war between the U.S. and China, the Asian markets should be in either a tailspin or at least the kind of volatility that you would expect that those kinds of uncertainties would precipitate, and yet that's not happening. Now, that's not to say that they're steady, but it is to say that everything in a weird kind of way seems orderly. You know, last Friday here in the States, we had a very interesting unemployment report. It came in at half what economists expected and reduced the prior 2 months by about 50,000 jobs each month. And all that did was bring us back to the average. So that, you know, everybody said a month ago, God, 330,000 new jobs, isn't that great? And yet it turned out that that's a blip, and there are other blips, but that reduction line, that average line, has been fairly steady over the past, 8 or 9 years. So that what we're seeing is an economy that is at almost full employment, or some would say at full employment, with steady growth, and we're now, because of the tax changes and the spending that the Congress has authorized, the president has signed, we're seeing some additional stimulus. You know, some economists think that that's going to cause inflation. Some economists think that it's, you know, it's kind of a ho-hum. We got a report from the Congressional Budget Office. I'm going to say it's this morning, but that might be this morning my time, yesterday your time, that you know, gave some scope and breadth to what they think is going to happen in terms of deficits over the next decade. And it looks like deficits are going to be higher than they've ever been. with trillion-dollar deficits starting in 2020, 2018 and 19, close to trillion-dollar deficits. The question, as you and I discussed several weeks ago, is who knows what it means? Who knows what a real healthy deficit should be? Who knows when it gets dangerous? We don't have models that really tell us for sure. What we have is people who believe they know.
I know.
And depending upon who you talk to and who you listen to, it either makes you feel kind of upset and alarmed, or let's wait and see, or kind of politically let's let this play out. From an investor's perspective, it says that everything but the fundamentals are driving short-term decisions, and that's why you're seeing kind of volatility you're seeing right now.
All right.
Nothing is happening fundamentally to make a difference.
Shelley, have a pleasant remainder of your evening in Italy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Shelley Fishman on the live line from Italy.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Green Things, one of our fine sponsors, 3384 East River Road, reminds you to go to their website, greenthingsaz.com, to check out all of the free workshops that are offered to gardeners. Give it a check it out. Lots of interesting information there. This portion of the program also presented by Silver City. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the many great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust.
Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. To the Buckmaster Showtime for one of my favorite segments. I don't want to say the favorite because then it makes it, it sort of shortchanges all of my other wonderful guests, Ryan Hansen.
That's
but
right.
I'll say it's one of my favorite, certainly top five segments that we regularly do on the program here on Buckmaster. Our travel industry contributor, Ryan Hansen, with me in studio. Ryan is the president and chief operating officer for Bon Voyage Travel, which has been celebrating now and delivering the goods, Ryan, for over 40 years. And that's... You got a history here in town, and like my business, I call myself Tucson's most trusted voice. Mm-hmm. I think Bon Voyage Travel is Tucson's most trusted travel.
I appreciate that, and that is something that long before I started at Bon Voyage, it established itself, and we have established ourselves as the experts in the industry, especially from a local standpoint. And you touched on that, buying local but traveling global.
Yeah.
is our theme. And we talked to a lot of people. They asked me, well, what do you guys focus on? Can you help me with hotels here in Tucson? No, my goal is to get you out of here.
Yeah.
I want you to leave Tucson and experience the world. So thank you for that. We do feel like we are a trusted voice for the travel industry.
Through four offices, very excellent offices available here in Southern Arizona, strong internet presence at bvtravel.com. And like I say, Ryan, let the travel experts at your fine Bon Voyage Travel let you travel like an insider. And information is power, and that is certainly the case in your industry, Ryan Hansen.
It's very accessible. And we talk quite a bit about the internet age has brought information to everyone's fingertips in all wide varieties of topics, not just travel. But in the travel space, a lot of people think the travel agency has gone away. And in essence, it has, as you might remember it from 1985.
The traditional.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that you remembered from the mid-80s.
That is much more of a transactionally based interaction. We don't view that as who we are. We're the experts that want to engage with you in a collaborative discussion of what your desires are, the things that you love to do or have never done and have always wanted to do. And we bring our knowledge and expertise to the table and obviously our relationships with the different hotels and suppliers to bring a great value to the table for you, because we do this all the time. You can book on your own, but when there's a problem or when you're trying to get the best price, you're a single purchaser voice of one.
There you go. But you've got the buying power and all the Bon Voyage experience behind you when you travel. We try to bring our listeners during our monthly segments with Ryan the latest in travel industry trends. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with Ryan about one of the hottest trends going. That's the river cruising, especially in Europe. But another segment that is just exploding, and I think, Ryan, millennials have a lot to do with this. They want an adventure setting, and they want to go to places that perhaps traditionally haven't been that hot of destination, i.e. Iceland, for example.
That's right. And, you know, the land of fire and ice, which it's not just ice. That's the interesting part about once you dig into what Iceland offers. There's as many volcanoes there as there are icebergs floating by the island of Iceland. So it is hot, pardon the pun. But what's interesting, you noted that millennials are driving it, but don't let the generational gap fool you. I would say that they're driving this authentic, immersive experience that is off the beaten path. A bike ride, a hike, a Zodiac experience, maybe if you're going to Antarctica or the Galapagos, which we can also talk about. I think it's that authentic experience and not just stamping your passport that millennials have driven all of the rest of us older generations into saying, I want some of that too. An adventure is not just climbing a sheer rock face with one single tether holding you to the rock. That would be hard adventure. That would be something that maybe some of us might say, I'm a father, not interested. I have some responsibilities. It can also be soft adventure. It can be a leisurely hike. It can be a bike ride through the mountains. It could be in Patagonia where you're off the beaten path. That's more adventure because there may not be indoor plumbing. That might be the adventurous side of your trip. So don't get lost thinking it's only for the young and that it's only for people that are wanting to put death before their very eyes and hopefully shy away. That's not what we mean when we talk adventure travel.
And believe me, the baby boom generation, of which I am a member, has really latched on to this adventure travel. And more, of course, on the soft side, perhaps, with the baby boomers. But I'm thinking specifically of when you're doing the African safari in the Kruger National Park in South Africa, going out not in a vehicle, Ryan Hansen, but with a guide on the ground.
And that's where we tap into our experts that are there. And that's the difference from saying I travel and book it all on my own versus tapping into the local flavor. And not only, obviously, in a safari situation, they don't just keep you safe. They're going to have an understanding of the movements of the animals, that why are you there? You're mm-hmm. to see the animals in their natural setting. So they understand where the animals will be moving at the given times of the day mm-hmm. from one day to the next, from one season to the next, to be able to maximize your opportunity to see the big five, which would be why you're there in the first place. So tapping into that local knowledge is definitely a piece of advice that we would recommend.
Yeah, and many people that go back and do that kind of a safari have done the traditional one in the vehicle, and they want to get out on the ground and really experience that. Let's talk about the Galapagos, which mm-hmm. is a wonderful experience. It's usually done on the sea, kind of based in the sea. It doesn't have to be. I've done it land-based and done day trips on the sea for some folks that don't want to necessarily be on the water the whole 7 or 10 days.
Yeah, it's really an undiscovered part of the world that even for the last 150 years, you know, Charles Darwin was there. So this is where a lot of his research and study comes from. So it has its history, but it's just not as long as some of the Western European mm-hmm. history that's been well-traveled, well-documented. The wildlife of the Galapagos is an amazing adventure. There are quite a few species into the hundreds of species of animals that are found nowhere else on the planet. And that, to me, is as immersive and as authentic as it gets. But one of the recommendations we would make for the Galapagos would be to take it by sea,
yes,
but to use a cruise line by the name of Silver Sea.
Okay.
And so this would be the perfect setting for a baby boomer like yourself mm-hmm. who appreciates the nightly accommodations that are a little nicer than quote-unquote roughing it,
yep.
but yet at the same time, you are out on a Zodiac. You're experiencing exactly what the Galapagos would offer on foot, on the land, to see it in its beauty, in its natural setting, to see animals like the albatross. There are specific penguins that are only specific to the Galapagos. There's a hawk there, a specific Galapagos hawk that cannot be viewed anywhere else in the world. You want that experience, but at night you want to go back to a very nice, accommodated, and appointed ship that has fine cuisine. You can lay your head on a down pillow and really relax, because knowing that your adventure is going to start up the next day.
Cruise line that's doing that?
Silver Sea Cruises would be the recommended cruise line of choice. And why we love them is they take the accommodations and the food at a high, maybe a luxury type level, but combine that with the adventure of an expedition feeling. There's some other cruise lines that it's going to be a little more Spartan in their accommodations. If you want a little finer things that in the evening time, that's why we'd recommend Silver Sea.
And people sometimes feel, well, this is going to be cost me an arm and a leg. The competitiveness on the prices on this adventure travel has really come down.
And that's what's helped it be able to be acquired by more than just the elite, the one percenters per se. It's been more accessible, and that is exciting for all of us. And there are even more destinations coming online per se that were at one point not possible to reach. So the next time we talk adventure travel, I'm sure there will be another host of lists that, that we'll want to talk about.
And as far as Iceland, I believe in June, American Airlines now is doing nonstop into Reykjavik from Dallas-Fort Worth. This is great for Tucsonans. One stop to DFW, board your American Airlines jetliner into Iceland, no stops.
And not as far as you think, right? Because it's short of hopping all the way across the pond.
You will do Dallas to London is 9.5 hours. Dallas to Reykjavik, they'll do it in about 7 hours.
Yep, so a little short there, and you can see lava craters, waterfalls.
Yeah. One of the largest, I think it is the largest waterfall in Europe, is in Iceland. It is an amazing experience. I could talk travel all day, but I do have a time limit. And the next time we talk,
that's
I will
right.
be in Palma de Mallorca, Spain. You will be seated where I am, and you'll be hosting a travel hour on the Buckmaster Show. That's coming up May 16th. I look forward to it.
I love turning the tables, and we will have our expert in the field,
I know.
None other than Bill Buckmaster.
All right, bvtravel.com. Great starting place. Check it out. Ryan, hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
There is still time this year for you to give your 2017 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit toward your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 30 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes you wish to support. It's easy. Feel good and go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org to learn more.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Pima County Public Library is proud to present American Exceptionalism Reconsidered, a lecture by Noam Chomsky. Join us at this free event on Friday, April 13th at 7 p.m. in Hockamy Plaza outside Joel D. Valdez Main Library. Professor Chomsky, one of the most influential public intellectuals in the world, will offer an important discussion on timely topics, including gun culture in American society. Friday, April 13th at 7 p.m.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it is the Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by our good friends at Fox 2 Sound Theater, presenting Tau Drum Heart on April 24th. This is a modern, high-energy, and action-packed performance. This should be a great show that showcases ancient art of Japanese drumming. April 26th, the Fox welcomes Tanya Tucker to the stage. I mean, you know, all those signature classics, she's going to be doing those, you know, for sure. Friday, April 27th, enjoy the Woodstock-era Americana sound of the Weight Band. They'll be performing both original music and music from the 10 years with the band, Levon Helm Band, and the Rick Danko Group. That should be a great show. To view the full schedule for April, including Tau Drum Art on April 24th, Tanya Tucker April 26th, and the Weight Band on April 27th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. Actually started writing for the Tucson Weekly about arts back in 1990. So she is certainly one of the deans of arts writing in this community, arts journalism. Margaret Regan with us on the live line. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I'm very excited for Tucson Museum of Art, and we're going to talk in a moment about Andy Burgess's colorful paintings there, but that it made the front page of the Star the other day about this big donation to the Tucson Museum of Art. I'm so happy for the people there because this is terrific.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Those of you who didn't see it in the paper, Michael and Beth Kasser, who are longtime donors to the Tucson Museum of Art, and also, by the way, I noticed their names supporting Arizona Theater Company and probably other arts in town. They're donating $2.5 million to build a new gallery and hire a new curator for a whole gallery of pre-Columbian and Latin American art. Mm. And in addition, they apparently have a very large collection of pre-Columbian art, 250 pieces, and they're going to place those into the museum on a long-term loan. So this will be a big boost for the museum's collection. You know, they already do have a very fine, rather small collection of pre-Columbian art, you know, those wonderful little clay ceramic figures that we're familiar with from living out here. And so they're going to do, I don't know exactly where it's going to be. There's going to be a whole new gallery, hoped to be built next year, to house all these things, 6,000 square feet. Not sure where that's going to fit.
Well, we'll find out in a couple of weeks here. I have booked Julie Sassy, longtime curator of the Tucson Museum of Art, to come on the show.
Oh, good.
And so we'll just talk exclusively for 10 minutes about what is planned. And I'll tell you, what is planned right now and is up is the Andy Burgess show.
Yeah, this is just a charming show, and I got into it late. It's only open until, April 22nd, so that's, you know, just another not quite 2 weeks. Andy Burgess is a very good painter who loves color, but he's from London originally, and he's always been interested in architecture and urban scapes, you know, cityscapes, buildings, and so on. But he moved down here to Arizona in 2009, and he started this whole series of really just so lovely and fun paintings of mid-century modern houses, which, you know, are all the rage everywhere now in Los Angeles, Palm Springs, and even we have some samples in Tucson. These are the great modernist buildings starting to be built in the 50s and 60s, the flat-roofed houses, the walls of windows. But usually they're in a very pristine white. They're just these wonderful geometric boxes. But Andy Burgess decided to paint these in these beautiful glowing desert colors. So we've got glowing reds, sizzling yellows, really blue, the blue of Tucson skies. So they're just these wonderful, great paintings. It's a small show. I think he only has 9 large paintings on view. But they're also, there's a glass case of his watercolors and notes. He's a real student of modernist architecture, and he's got drawings and notes on buildings way back to Germany in the 1920s.
Wow.
So this is just a really fun show, but it's also quite serious, you know, in that he's teaching us a lot about this type of architecture. And just for fun, I think it was Julie Sassy, the curator, added a bunch of mid-century furniture that is also very hot right now. You know, those Eames chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose Cabot, I don't know if you know her. She was the ceramicist in Tucson who died 2 years ago at something like 101. Very well known for her small, colorful feelies. She called them little sculptures you could hold in your hand. And I'm happy to see that they brought those out of the archive, and we can see some of those there, too.
One of the hottest segments, certainly, of the kind of the antique market, my friend over at Adobe House Antiques, Penny, one of my fine sponsors, they just can't keep enough of the modernist stuff in the shop. It's just flying out of the shop. It's the millennials love this mid-century stuff, and to some of us older folks, mid-century seems like, oh my goodness.
That boring stuff from your childhood, right? That plain furniture.
Yeah, but
I know. They say that people, you know, older baby boomer parents trying to dismantle their houses, their kids don't want that big old brown furniture that so many people have. They want these light, smooth, simple, modernist things. So
anyway, the Andy Burgess piece is going to be written about in the upcoming Tucson Weekly.
That's right.
April 12th, and then in the current weekly, and we're quickly running out of time, but you talk about the documentary movie Hippie Family Values at the Loft this Thursday.
Yeah. Speaking of baby boomers, right? Beverly Seckinger is a wonderful professor of film at the U of A. Film and media arts, and she actually headed that department for a long time. She has this brand new movie that she's been working on for about 10 years. She found this community in New Mexico of people. This is way back in the 60s, early 70s. There was this whole movement among what then were called the hippies, countercultural people, back to the land.
Uh-huh.
And these people bought a gorgeous piece of land in New Mexico, and they're still there. I mean, a lot of them are still there. Their children were raised there. Some of the children have grown up and come back to raise their own children there. And it's a really interesting movie about the values that she finds in these people. You know, a lot of people think of hippies as kind of, oh, hey, man, you know, what's that, you know. She said these are very principled people who are environmentalists.
Yes.
They cherish the land, mm-hmm. and in terms of family values, she said she's never seen such strong families. These families grew up with these little kids all together with lots of adults around to love them and cherish them. And she feels that this movie, in part, is to counteract that idea that there's something about the hippies and those progressive baby boomers of an earlier time. So it's opening of Thursday night.
All right.
The big premiere Thursday night at the Loft.
All right, Margaret Regan. I saw some of those hippie people up in Taos when I was up in Taos last October, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyway, Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Margaret, the author of two prize-winning books, the latest, Detained and Deported, which is still doing very well for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Margaret, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
All right, this week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Lots coming up, including Tao, Drumheart, April 24th. Tanya Tucker comes to the Fox, April 26th. The Weight Band, April 27th. I'm excited about that. That has that band performing both original music and music from their 10 years with the band. We all love the band, right? Ray shaking his head. Levon Helm Band and the Rick Danko Group. That's all part of the Weight Band. So a lot going on at Fox, foxtucson.com. Lot going on here with our local talk. We do 6 hours daily of local talk. I'm here Monday through Friday at noon, and of course the afternoon program now expanding to 2 hours. That's Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. So we've got you covered in the local talk arena. On behalf of Mr. Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.